This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Marcus Heatherly. Welcome to another edition of Stock Day. Today we have a returning guest, and it's been a while since they've been on the show, but we're happy to have them back. We have President and Chief Operating Officer Todd Denken of Digipath Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DIGP. Todd, thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you back. Could you give us a little bit of an opening statement and a little brief introduction about what your company does for our new listeners that maybe haven't heard you before on the show?
Oh, absolutely. Digipath is an independent testing and media firm, and we really support the cannabis industry's best practices for reliable testing. And we also deliver cannabis news coverage and education about the cannabis industry. We have two different business units. One is Digipath Labs. The other is T&M News Corp. And Digipath Labs really works to set the industry standard for testing all forms of cannabis-based products. We use FDA-compliant laboratory equipment and very well-researched proprietary standard operating procedures to make sure that we deliver efficacy and accuracy every time we send a result. And then T&M News Corp has really pioneered a cannabis-focused news network where we do interviews, education, and all things marijuana news. And we have a big following on Facebook, a big web following, and it's going pretty well.
Now, you guys are based there in Nevada, and how has Digipath established itself as one of the leading cannabis testing labs in Nevada?
Well, thank you for that, but the answer is great science and really unmatched customer service. Dr. Cindy Orser, who is our chief science officer, has really created a first-class lab with really the best instrumentation. We have a great team of specialists in chemistry, microbiology, and even a specialist in pesticides. And Cindy's also established, like I was mentioning before, consistent and proprietary testing protocols that we believe we will use in other labs, which we'll talk about in a little while. And the second part of the equation is Shelby Stanley, our operations manager, has really created incredible relationships with clients, and we really provide the best customer service in the business, always going above and beyond to service of cultivators, dispensaries, producers, and even patients. We were one of the first labs to market here in Las Vegas, and in fact, just yesterday, had our three-year anniversary, which
Excellent.
We're very, very proud of.
Great.
We stay very active in the cannabis community, and we're always, you know, striving to be the best at what we do. And we don't just offer testing services. We believe that the testing services is just one of the many services that a lab can do for our clients, including sexing your plants. We do site audits, lots of consulting. We do lots of R&D projects and also product development. And it's been going very well.
Well, obviously, you guys are doing something right there. We recently saw in a press release your 2018 second quarter results. And, you know, you guys are a real company with real revenues, over $583,000 in the second quarter that you've posted. How will Digipath look to establish cannabis testing labs in other states moving forward?
Well, yeah, that's always been part of our business model moving forward. You know, Daddy always said, take something complex, make it simple, then repeat until rich.
Exactly.
So that's right. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're doing that through current strategic initiatives that the company is pursuing domestically. In California, we plan on opening a lab up in Humboldt County later on this year. The ground has been broken, and we're working feverishly to get that done before the end of the year.
Okay.
The typical harvest in Northern California is in October. So if we can get open right around then and towards the end of the year, it'll be really good for us. And we also believe that cannabis is really a global industry.
Yes.
And there are countries around, like specifically Canada, Israel, and even Colombia, that are planning to grow cannabis for the export world and to export those products around the world. And that is very interesting to us. And the good thing about all of that is that our experience in Nevada, because there's such strict and robust testing regulations, we feel our expertise will be needed in all of these other places as more and more U.S. states and countries around the world end prohibition, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, we're all happy to see prohibition slowly going away, if you will. Today, you're listening to Todd Dankin. He is the president and chief operating officer at DigiPath, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DIGP. Again, they're a company with real revenues, great management team, great science, as we've seen in some of their recent press releases, and they're ready for the markets to grow as cannabis expands throughout the country. Todd, what other growth initiatives is DigiPath pursuing?
That's a good question. So what we're doing now is we're really building out the company's science, data, and IP portfolio. See, as we open labs in other places, we will also be assembling some of the finest and best scientists from all walks of life. And above and beyond that, it's the data that we collect on an everyday basis, because we have such high sample volume coming through. This data, we believe, will be very valuable over time as more research is done around the world. And speaking of research, our very own Cindy Orser, she is a PhD in plant genetics and microbiology and bacteriology. She just published her 45th peer-reviewed paper, her first one with us, which we're excited to report. And she's got a new study on terpenoids based on the data that we collect. And now we're trying to take that study and move it into a program at the dispensary level to really help more patients get what they need. And we also think that cannabis micropropagation as a service will be a big part of business in other countries. And we are also validating genetic tools to support both mandatory cultivar registration in the global cannabis market and two, to predict chemotype. So the future looks very exciting for us. Thankfully, Cindy really thinks on a giant scale, and we're able to tap into other, smart scientists around the world and really share information and really come up with something great. And that's really the plan.
Well, that's excellent to hear. Obviously, there's so many things happening in the world of cannabis that if you have great science around you, you're going to be at the forefront of that. So Todd Dankin here with us on today's show. They trade under the OTCQB, ticker symbol DIGP. Today, they're at about 18.5 cents per share currently, extremely undervalued, in our opinion, with a market cap of $7.6 million. So if you haven't already taken a look at them, something to definitely take a look at. Todd, if there's anything else maybe we didn't cover that you'd like to touch upon here, give maybe a closing statement here before we finish out for today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I agree with what you just said. We are a very undervalued company.
Definitely.
The potential for DigiPath is really it's limitless, quite honestly. There is really no big 900-pound gorilla in the testing space. And our goal is to become that 900-pound gorilla. And how do we do that? Is exactly what we're doing through mergers, acquisitions, strategic alliances, and then advancing cannabis science, not only here in the United States, but also around the world.
Well, Todd, I do want to thank you for taking the time out today and come on and give us an update. Had you on the show since September, but we did see in November at our Uppy Awards, and we do think you got a great company, a great team over there, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. So we thank you for coming on and hope that you'll come on in 6 to 8 weeks and give us another update on your company.
Absolutely. We love to. Yeah. Thanks for staying in touch, and always a pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.